Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Federal officials say Minnesota is illegally issuing commercial driver's licenses and could lose more than $30 million in highway funding. An audit by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration found one-third of licenses for non-U.S. citizens or permanent residents were issued illegally. The U.S. Department of Transportation is demanding Minnesota pause issuing those licenses, revoke non-compliant ones, and conduct an internal audit within 30 days. Governor Tim Walz disputes the findings, saying the state has followed the law for decades and warns withholding funds would jeopardize road safety. Today is Giving Tuesday. MNN's Tasha Radel has more.
Today's initiative takes place every year on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, signaling the start of the year and giving season. It's a global movement that inspires people everywhere to support charities, nonprofits, and community causes, whether by donating, volunteering, or simply spreading the word. This day is a powerful reminder that together we can make a meaningful difference. Tasha Radel, MNN.
The U.S. Treasury Secretary announced an investigation looking into Minnesota fraud claims and if the money was funneled to a terrorist group overseas. Governor Tim Walz.
I don't know what criminals do with their money. You know, they buy drugs, buy houses, buy cars or whatever. These are criminals. This is the same thing if somebody broke into your house and stole your stuff and us saying, why didn't you have six locks on that door? Well, maybe you should have. And we're saying, yeah, maybe we should have more locks. You're absolutely right. We should do more on that.
State Republicans are applauding the investigation. And most of the snowmobile trails in Minnesota aren't quite ready to be ridden on despite the season opening Monday. DNR snowmobile program consultant Wade Miller says while you wait for trails to open, there's a few things to check off your list.
Folks should make sure that their registrations are current on their snowmobiles. Make sure you have your trail pass, your registration on your snowmobile, and then you should be checking your snowmobile over. Check your bogey wheels, check your carbides, make sure all your parts of your snowmobile are operating correctly. Sometimes you have to do some minor maintenance.
More snowmobile safety tips can be found on the DNR's website. In other headlines, U.S. Senate candidate and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan is hitting the road for her Loud and Clear Voice tour ahead of Minnesota's precinct caucuses February 3rd. Flanagan plans more than 40 stops in 38 cities to educate voters on the caucus process and share her campaign message. The tour kicks off this weekend in Litchfield and Montevideo. Keep safety in mind in the home this week as you try to stay warm. CenterPoint Energy spokesperson Joshua Salee says keep a few things in mind if you're using a space heater.
Make sure it has an automatic shutoff and keep children, pets, all items at least 3 feet away from it. And if you use a space heater that uses propane, wood, natural gas, make sure it's vented to the outside.
More safety tips can be found up on CenterPoint's website. And a lucky Powerball player in Virginia, Minnesota is holding a ticket worth $50,000. Minnesota lottery officials say the winning ticket was sold at shortstop for the November 26th drawing. Winners have 1 year to claim prizes. More news headlines can be found at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.